Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's about time for your miracle on this Monday morning. Oh, praise our God, for he is worthy to be praised. We give him glory, we give him praise, we give him thanks. Thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. By the way, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that was located and was brought out earlier. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you stopped in. By the way, our Cypress audience, I want you to know God is still on the throne. God can do exactly what he say he's going to do. Oh, I am so excited about what God is doing. God bless you. Hey, my cousin there. Oh my God. Thank God for you, Bishop Kendrick. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God is able, and I'm so glad that he's still who he say he is. He didn't give up. He didn't give up, but he got up. I'm so excited about what God has done. I trust and pray that you had a terrific, marvelous, blessed day on yesterday in our resurrection services. Those of you that had service, amen, I'm so glad. He got up. He decided to die. He got up, and not only did he get up, but guess what? He got up with all power in his hand, and he given it unto you and I, that we might have a right to the tree of life, and we might do what? Believe. That we might do what? Receive. That we might do what? Be witnesses. Come on here. Both here in Judea and Samaria. And I'm telling you, they're the utmost part of all the world. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to know God is still who he say he is. Come on. He told them. Amen. He told them. He said, in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And guess what? He did just what he said he was going to do. Praise God. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. And again, we're so excited about how God is still on the throne. Amen. He's still on the throne, and he will never lose his power. He will never lose his power. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Some things just fade away, but the power of God will never fade away. It will just get stronger and stronger and stronger. Come on, let's go into the word of prayer. Then we'll be right back to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for now, for just blessing us and keeping us throughout the night, Father, keeping us with the blood running warm in our veins and the activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you that you woke us up this morning, again, closing our right mind, again, with the blood running warm in our veins, Father, and some are working, Father, and some perhaps still have the day off taking care of business, Father. We thank you, God, throughout the day, you're going to cover them in your blood, Father, that you share for us, Father, and we thank you on this day, God, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, good morning to all of you that is on. Praise our God. We're so excited about what God has done, amen, and what he's going to do. We're excited about you coming on, being there. Good morning to all of you that's coming on. Amen. I might not be able to call your name by name, but I'm so excited about what God is doing. Listen, I'm ecstatic. My cousin, my first cousin is on, Bishop Kendrick, amen. McMillan is on. Hey, McMillan is on with me again. That's my mother's brother's son. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about him sharing and being on here watching. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, cousin. Amen. God bless you. Listen, and Sister McClarity, bless you. Listen, I want you to go and tell somebody. Turn on the radio. Turn on the radio. Turn on the radio. Apostle is on the radio. And they say, Apostle who? Have you? Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. I want you to know that God is who he say he is. Again, I just can't get it out of my spirit. He is who he say he is. If you only believe, he'll do exactly what he said he's going to do, because why, he did what he said he was going to do. And we're going to talk about that. Amen. But we want to go out and send our condolence out to all the bereaved families. Amen. Those that are going through bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolence to you, you and you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be in prayer for those that have gone. Be a prayer for Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. In the passing of our aunt, her mother's sister. Amen. We want to be in prayer for them. Amen. Aunt Mary and her family. Be in prayer for that family. Amen. That God would see the Flippin family. That God would see them through. Amen. This difficult time. Also, we want to be in prayer for the Boban family. Trisha, we want Boban, hallelujah. We want to be in the prayer for them and the passing of her nephew. We found out that Paul, some of you probably know him. Amen. Paul passed away on, I think it was Sunday. I talked with Trisha. She told me it was Sunday when he passed away on yesterday. So I want you to keep this family in prayer. Amen. Keep them, throw your arms around them. We want to be in prayer for the Thomas family. Amen. Hallelujah. In the passing of one of the Thomas girls, husband passed. I found that out. Let's be in prayer for those that you may know and I don't know. Also, let's be in prayer for Sister Margie, Minister Margie, Margie McKinney. Amen. We want to send out our condolences and pray for the McKinney family, Margie, Minister Margie McKinney. Amen. In the passing of her son. Amen. We want to pray for that family that God would see them through. Those of you that know Miss Margie, she worked at the jail. Amen. You probably know her and her son all over. And we want to keep them in prayer that God would see them through. Amen. Again, you may know somebody that I don't know. And let's keep our arms and keep them in prayer. Again, we pray that you had a good day on yesterday in your services, because I know we did. Praise our God. I know we did. Come on, God moved so great and so profoundly. Listen, I want to tell you, I'm so excited about it. What a time we had in the revival. The revival that was at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Oh, my God. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from out of Melbourne. Oh, my God. Every night, that Sunday night, when that Sunday night slammed up to that Thursday night, my God, God moved so profound in the revival. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood came and tore the house up. Praise our God. Then put it back together again. Oh, my God. Thursday night, the final night, which was Friday night to us. Amen. But it was Thursday night. I'm telling you, the Lord moved from the beginning to the end. Amen. Each night, God did something. Amen. The night of the miracle shoe night, God did start for doing the miracles. The next night, oh my God, the jacket, God started healing. Praise our God. The oil, God started just using the oil, anointing the people with the oil. I'm telling you, God did it. He did it. The pocketbook service tonight. God started, people literally start getting money the next day. I'm telling you, God was reigning in the place. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact, God, hallelujah. Then I'm telling you, oh my God, it was something in that revival. Each revival get better and better, because we have it every year. I'm down with her every year. She's up here with me every year. And I'm telling you, things are happening. Things are happening in the realm of God. All we got to do is come and believe and receive what God is doing, because God would do exactly what he say he would do. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Praise our God. You can believe God when you can't believe nothing else. Come on here. You can believe God when you cannot take man's word, because man's word will do what? Fail you. Man will back up on his word. Come on. But Jesus said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So you can stand on his word. Amen. Amen. Then Friday night, we was in, hallelujah, Daytona at World Survivors with Bishop Richard Williams and Overseer Gail Williams. Oh, my God. And Prophetess Shante. Oh, my God. It was something in the place. In Daytona on Friday night, you got to go to the video and watch it. You got to see some of the clips. Come on, what they're putting up. God moves so profound in that services. Amen. The last seven words of Jesus. I mean, he moves so in that service, so profound. Praise our God. I want you to know We still excited about it. Greetings to you, Yvette Lismar. Bless your heart. I tell you, God moved so greatly in there. I want you to know, people was healed. People was delivered on Friday night. Come on, hallelujah. Because God did what he did, how he did it, when he did it, where he did it. Praise God. People was coming in out the street. They were getting healed. People were coming in right in the midst, getting delivered, set free. Come on here. Because why? We got to forgive. That's what's one of the sayings. The first sayings, we got to forgive. Amen. You can't. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So if you want God to really move, come on, you got to forgive. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because God would do exactly what he say he would do. Praise God. I'm telling you, you got to forgive. Come on. Yes, we must forgive. Praise our God. We must have a relationship. Come on here. With him. These are some of the seven words that he said, he spoke, come on, huh, while he was yet hanging on the cross. Oh, praise our God. God moved so profound in that services on Friday night. Again, with Bishop Richard Williams and Overseer Gail Williams and Prophet Shante and World Survivors. Come on, hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. Then, like I said, Sunday morning, we was right back at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. God moved so profound in there on yesterday. Glory to God. Because God, he did what he said he was going to do. He told the disciples, he said, in 3 days, I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise. And I'm going to rise. And that's what we got to know. We got to believe when God speaks, when he says something, and when he say what he say, and he mean what he says. Come on. Why? Because his word again will go out and it will not return unto him, boy, but it will do what accomplish what he sent it out to do. So God is not a man that he should lie. I want to dwell on this morning. Amen. Come on here. He can do what he say he going to do. Come on. He'll do it. Only it takes you to believe. Believe what he says according to the scripture. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, you must first believe that he is what? A rewarder to them that what? Diligently seek him. Why? Because God is going to do exactly what he said. Come on. Again, this is what I'm stressing on this morning. Take God at his word. Don't take nothing else. Don't take the negative report. Don't take what the people are saying or doing. But take God at his word. Because one translation say, he hastens to his word to perform it. So when he hastens, the word hastens means quickly. The word hastens means sharp, quick, fast. Come on. He hastens to it, to perform it for you. All you got to do is put the word out there and believe what he says through his word. Come on here. Because why? The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now why? God performed his word. Come on. He performed his word through what? Not doubt. Come on, not fear, not unbelief. He performed his word through faith. Come on. Your faith got to be ignited. Your faith got to be alive to believe what his word says. Because he is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on. You know, sometimes we say we're going to do this. Oh, when you ever heard a person, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When they up, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then after a while, he said, now, I don't feel like doing that. No, I don't think I'm going to do that right now. But Jesus, the one we just got to celebrate on this day that we set aside to commemorate and to celebrate, Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do on the third day. Come on here. It was not like he didn't send a message and say, well, I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't do it at this time. Come on. He did exactly what he said because the scripture said early in the morning they came to the sepulchre and they found the stone rolled away. Oh, my God. Has anybody seen Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. I know he was in there. I was there. Hallelujah. I was there when they beat him. I was there when they was crucifying him. I was there in the courtyard. I witnessed. Come on. I seen it. I saw it when they hung him on the cross. I was there. I walked with him when they took him down and they began to put him in the borrowed tomb. Come on here. I seen them roll the stone up to the door, up to the cave. I seen them. Come on here. But he's not there. Has anybody seen Jesus? Come on. Because God, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. Has anybody seen Jesus? Come on. And they went in. The Bible said they went in. Hallelujah. First of all, the men that were standing up there, they, oh my God, they were so radiant because of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Had risen upon them. Come on, somebody. And they went in there to look to see, oh, hallelujah, where Jesus was. And they found him not. Come on here. Has anybody seen him? Oh, my God. He's no longer here. He's not here. I know we put him here. I know we put him here. I know we put him here. Come on. And this is what I'm dwelling on right now. Jesus did exactly what he told him before he left that he was going to do. So on this record, on what I'm saying to you today, you got to believe that he is going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. If he say he's going to heal you, he's going to do that. Because he rose again on the third day. Come on, somebody. If he's going to bring you out, he's telling you he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. Because again, he's not a man that he should lie. We must hold fast to the word of God. Bless you. Bless you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Samuel Busk, God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to come. I'm trying to get you to come. Come on. To 1219 South Street. Come on. I tell you, God is God is a man. Hallelujah. That he's going to stand by his word. God is a man. Hallelujah. That his word that he's given to us as believers, we must do what? Operate in it and use it and do not be afraid to believe or to say what he say. Because why? Again, his word is his bond. His word is his bond towards you and I. All the things we got to do is believe it. Believe God's word. Take him at his word. Hallelujah. Stagger not at the promises of God through unbelief like Abraham did. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on. You got to believe that he is who he say he is. Come on. Don't let fear grip you. Don't let doubt grip you. Don't let unbelief surround you. Come on. Because greater, the word is greater than fear. The word is greater than doubt. The word, hallelujah, that he has spoken unto us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes we read in the scripture and they say how their hearts burn while he spoke within. Come on. That's how powerful the word is. We must believe God. Believe God. Believe God. According to Isaiah says, whose report shall we believe? Shall we believe the report of the Lord? Come on. Yes, he's a man that he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Shall we believe the report of the Lord? Come on, because his word is there. His word is there for us. His word can do what worry can't do, what fear can't do, what doubt can't do. That it does not work with his word. He's a man of his word. He's a man of his word. He's going to come through. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just saying, hallelujah, according to what Isaiah says right here, whose report shall we believe? We shall, come on, we shall, excuse me, believe the report of the Lord. Come on. Those of you that's out there, those of you that's listening to my, under the sound of my voice, you cannot believe nothing else because everything is going down but the word of God. Come on. You can't believe people that say, I'm going to be there. You can't believe people that say, I'm going to do it. Because their words will fail. But the word of the Lord shall stand forevermore. And we must believe. We got to believe he is a man of his word. Come on. That's what I'm dealing with this morning. He's a man of his word. Because guess what? He did exactly what he said he was going to do. And if you believe it, he'll do exactly what he have told you that he's going to do. Come on. He'll bring you out. Do not walk in fear. He'll bring you out. Do not walk in doubt. He'll bring you out. Come on. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Come on. He came out the grave. He came out the borrowed tomb because he told him. We just celebrated yesterday. He told them before he went in, I'm going to rise again. Come on. So no matter what, come on, come go with me for a few minutes. No matter what you're going through here in this Christian walk, no matter what you're facing, come on, God cannot lie. He will do exactly what he says he's going to do. He will bring you out. He will open up doors. He is who he say he is. Again, he came through all of that. It was horrible. They said, Isaac said, they beat him till he was unrecognizable. Come on. He stood right there before Pilate. Come on here. And then say a mumbling word. He asked them, they asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Come on. Hallelujah. But one thing he told them before he got to that point, he told the disciples, come on, they see they kill me. But in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. Again, this is what I'm dwelling on this morning. I'm dwelling on this, the word that he spoke. He said, within 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And guess what he said? I'm coming back. And he did just exactly what he said he was going to do. We got to take God at his word. Come on here. We got to take God at his word, daughter. Bless you, Lord. Praise Lord. We got to take God at his word. Come on. Oh, my God. Bless you. Lady Woods, bless you. Thank you. God bless you. We got to take him at his word. If you can't take nobody else, take God at his word. Take God at his word. Remember when the centurion man said this. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is speak the word. He spoke the word within the same self-hour time that he spoke it. Come on, the servant lay home sick. He was healed. Why? Because God's word cannot lie. God's word. Bless you, Evangelist Jackson. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. I'm telling you, God will come through. I'm telling you, God will bring you out. I'm telling you, God will turn things around when the enemy come on here. Come here like a flood. The Lord do what? He lifts up a standard. Come on here. Towards you, he take care of you. He will bring you out. The word of God works if we work it. The word of God, come on here, will never lose his power. The word of God will never lose his authority. He has the final say so in every situation of our lives. Because he told us. He told us in his word. Come on here. If we have enough faith as a grain the size of a mustard seed, come on here. And we should say unto the mountain, be thou removed. Come on here. Take God at his word. Because he's going to do what he said. We seen that yesterday. We read about it yesterday. Every service that was going on yesterday, we read about it. We teached about it, whether they teached it or they proclaimed it or they preached about it. He did exactly what he said. There was no delay in what he said. He said, in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And guess what? On the third day, the countdown, he did what? He arose. So you can get up when you use the word of God. You can move when you use the word of God. You can overcome. You can come out. You can come through when you take him at his word. Again, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Come on. You got to operate in God's word. You can't operate in nothing else. Everything going down but the word of God. Because why? He wants to perform his word. He wants to perform his word in your situation. Take God at his word. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, they came looking for him early in the morning. According to what the scriptures say, they came looking for Jesus. Come on here. Has anybody seen Jesus? He should have been too weak to get up. He should have been too, oh my God, at least we heard. He should have been the way the Bible described how they beat him. Come on, how they beat him. Not only was the beating good enough, how they just took him and put him on the cross. And not only that, they jugged him in the side with the spear and put the spikes in his hands. Come on, I just want to go back over this and let you remember in your mind. Imagine in your mind how they took the big old spikes and they put it in the left, they put it in the right hand. Come on here. Then they doubled his feet. Come on here. And then they took a spike and drove it to both of his feet. Come on. Hallelujah. How could he get up? How could this man, how could Jesus get up after all that? Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, but he stayed in the grave, even though he was in the grave. Hallelujah. We call it the grave. And they were at the stone rolled away there. He was still yet working. Through all of the beating, through all of that, he was still yet working. He went to hell down there, ran with Baba. Come on, snatched the keys. Come on. Hallelujah. He had to do work because he told me he was going to rise in 3 days. Come on. Hallelujah. He snatched the keys from death, hell, and it. And my God, because guess what? The third day was coming. The third day is coming in your life. Take God at his word. The third day. Your third day could be right now. The third day could be later on. The third day could be throughout the week. Your third day is coming if you take God at his word. Come on. Hallelujah. If you take God at his word. Again, Isaiah, whose report shall we believe? You got to believe God. Take him at his word, saints. You got to believe God. Don't allow the enemy to grip you with faith. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that it's not going to happen. Come on. Because you're going through so much, and so much is happening to you. And every time you turn around, I'm going back to the crucifixion of Jesus. He was, oh my God, he was beat so bad till it looked like they did him wrong. But he can't do all of that. Why? Because his word was out there. You ever see people say, my word is out there now. I got to do it. His word was out there. I'm going to rise again within 3 days. Just give me 3 days. I'll be back. Come on. And when he came walking, they did not recognize him. Look, when you stand on God's word and it looks like you're not going to come out to people, they don't recognize you because guess what? The word have brought you through it. The word of God. His word have brought now unto him that is what? Able to do what? Keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Come on here. Before the only wise God, our Savior. He's the only one that can keep you together in the midst of every circumstance that you're in. And you still have joy. And you still have peace. And you still have the word of God comforting you while you're coming through there. And then you look like, come on, God will fix you up where you look like you ain't been through nothing. That's what happened to Jesus. Oh, my God, they beat him so bad, and they put him in a grave, in a cave, and they put a stone over there, and his body went through that transformation. He said, oh, my God, he went through that transform, and my God, when he stepped out early that morning, praise our God, glory to God, the glory of the Lord was on him. His body, what they put in there, come on here, that body changed. Come on. They didn't even know it. They didn't even recognize who Jesus was. Has anybody seen him? They didn't recognize him. He was walking with them. He was walking right there with them. Come on here. Hallelujah. And then when they tried, he said, well, let me show it that it's me. Come on. He told them, give me some. They gave him fish and bread. Come on. Hallelujah. That he began to eat. That they begin to believe. Stick their hand. Let me stick my hand in the nail prints. Come on here. In the nail prints. To believe. God cannot lie. According to what we read right here. Isaiah. Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. He is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He's coming back, y'all. He's coming back. So if he came back, come on here. He's coming back again. And this time when he comes back, he's coming back for the saints. He's coming back. According to what the scripture says, those that are asleep in him, the dead shall what? Rise first. And those that remain shall be caught up to be with him in the air. He's coming back. His word is out here. He's coming back. And it behooves us to be ready for when he comes. Come on. I don't know when he's coming. I don't know what time he's coming because he didn't tell us what time he was coming. So if you're ready, you better stay ready. And if you're not ready, you better get ready. Come on. Hallelujah. Get ready because Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. And he's coming sooner than we think because his word is out there. Come on. Again, he told him he's going to rise in 3 days. He did that. Okay. Now the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. He's given us a chance. Praise God. Bless you, the Lord. God bless you. He's given us a chance for his coming. Be ready. Get ready. Stay ready. Don't be in and out. Come on. Because guess what? Again, his word is out there that he's coming. And he's going to fulfill what he said. Just as he did on the third day, he fulfilled what he said, what he had spoken. He said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to rise again. He did just that. Okay, now the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's given us a chance. He's given us a time to get it ready. Come on. First of all, you got to forgive. As the seven sins, you got to forgive. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to walk in forgiveness. You got to walk in meekness. You got to walk in love, temperance. Come on. All that is in the line of forgiving. And you can't just, and you got to have a relationship with him. Come on. You got to have a relationship with him. Because that's when he said, behold our mother. He was telling them, you got to have a relationship with him. You can't have a relationship with him and don't forgive. Because he's a man of his word. He said, if you don't forgive, he said, neither will I. Come on. So his word, again, we're dealing with his word, what he said. If God said it, he's going to perform it. He's going to hasten to it to bring you out. You must believe. You must believe. Don't let your circumstances or your situation dictate to you to change your belief in God. Come on. Because he knows them that are his. The foundation of the Lord stands assured. And he knows them that are his. We must hold on to the promises of God. Come on here. We must walk in this word. We must take him at his word. Because he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Be not weary in well doing. I'm just going through some of his sayings. Be not weary in well doing. Why? Because in due season, Evangelist Jackson, in due season, come on here, you shall reap if you faint not. You got to hold on. I want to encourage somebody out there today. You're listening to me on the sound of my voice, and you said, listen, I've been going through it. I've been really going through it. I don't know what to do. I'm about to throw up my hands and throw it all up. I'm about to throw in the towel. No, don't do it. Come on here. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. He spoke it. He said he's going to bring you out. He said he's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. He's been telling you, I'm God, and besides me, there is no other. Come on. Take him at his word, because he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. I wish I had some believers out there. I wish I had somebody that know what I'm saying to be true. Come on here. He will come through for you. He will bring you out. Excuse me. He will heal you. He will set you free. Come on. You say, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. How do I come to know him? You just asked me, did anybody see Jesus? I want to know this man you're talking about. That can't lie. I want to know this man. Come on here. That you said, he said, well, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. I need him to do some things in my life. It's simple. According to Romans, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. It's just as simple as that. And if you do that, and you repeat that, you believe that, and you repeat it, say, repeat it again, I will. He said, if thou confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Again, he can't lie. If you believe it and you confess it with your mouth, he's going to do exactly what you believe, what you confess with your mouth. He's going to save you. God going to hold his end up. He's going to hold his end up with the bargain up. He ain't going down. Man, swear away. Man, be slowful about doing things. But Jesus, he got up. Jesus, he came out the grave. Jesus, he came walking among them to let them see I once was dead. So you think that you killed me. He's the only man that was still yet alive. In the grave. Still yet alive. Look dead, but not dead. Somebody better preach that out there. Look dead, but not dead. Going through it, but not harm. Oh, my God. Not hurt. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there today. Come on. Look dead, but not dead. It looked like, it was a terrible mess. The Bible said he was beat. The Isaiah said they beat him unrecognized. It was a mess. It was a bloody mess. Come on. Look dead, but not dead. See, that's what they think. They think you dead. Y'all, people of God. They think you're going through and they think you wiped out. Come on. Ain't no hope for you. But guess what? I got the word of the Lord. You got the word of the Lord in you. So when you go through these circumstances and situations, come on here. Hallelujah. It's just a change. Come on here. He's going to bring you through it. And not only he's going to bring you through it, he's going to deliver you. And it's going to look like you ain't never been through nothing. Come on. Look dead, but not dead. Come on. It looked dead to you. It looked like it's a mess. It's supposed to look like this because God's going to get the glory out of it. Come on here. A bad situation, but a good word in the situation. I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. Come on, somebody. Help me out here. It is he. It is me. It's Jesus. Why seek ye the living among the dead? I'm not dead. He has risen. Come on. He has risen in your situation today. He has risen in your situation. He has brought you out your situations. Come on. Because why? His word cannot. His word, come on here, cannot be altered. His word cannot be tampered with. The evidence of believing God, taking him at his word, you have the evidence behind his word, believing who he is, what he said, how he said, when he said it, how long it's going to take. 3 days, he said, I'm going to rise again. This is the part I want y'all to dwell on. Take God at his word. Stand on his word. When you can't stand on nothing else, come on, stand on the word of God. I don't care how many times it seems like you ain't coming out. I don't care how many times the enemy tell you that there's no hope. But the word of our God shall stand forevermore. The word of our God shall bring us through it. The word of our God is our defense. Hallelujah. The word of our God. Do you know your God? Do you know? Do you believe what you're reading? The word of God. Do you know? Hallelujah. Do you believe without a shadow of a doubt? Come on here. That he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. That he is the Lion of Judah. Do you know it? Come on. Hallelujah. His word. It's got to come alive to you. His word. It's got to come alive to you. Just like he came alive and came out that grave we just celebrated. You got this word got to come alive to you. It's got to stop laying dormant. It's got to stop laying dormant. It's just got to stop being just a novel to you. It's got to come alive. His word is quick, sharp. Come on here. when he speaks something to your spirit, his word, he's going to perform it. Why? Because he cannot lie. Oh, my God. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He will not lie. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word shall stand forevermore. You got to know it. You got to know it. You got to walk in it. You got to talk in it. Talk the word of God. Walk the word of God. Live the word, because he cannot lie. You can't trust in man saying, again, because man will fail you. But you can trust in his word. You can trust in the word of God. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy path. Come on. The word of God. Stand therefore. Having done all, stand. Come on here. Having your loins girded about with the breastplate of righteousness. The word of God. Because he's going to bring us out. He's going to bring us out. Listen, I got to open up these phone lines, because I want you to call in, and I want you, if somebody might want to call in for prayer, somebody just might want to call and give a testimony, whatever, how God blessed them throughout the radio broadcast or whatever. The phone lines are opening. 321-632-1000. I'm telling you, when you stand on the word of God, because his word is going to come through every time. He put his word out there just for you and I. Just for you and I. Come on. Trust it. Take him at his word. Again, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open right now for you. Come on. Call in for prayer. For you to say, Apostle, I want to take God at his word, because I realize he did what he said he was going to do. He, in 3 days, he told him, I'm going to rise. And he came through. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes we'll be waiting on somebody, and they'll tell, oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. And it takes so long. Oh, I'm coming. And then you give up and say, oh, they ain't coming. Have you ever been in that situation? Or somebody been waiting on you, and I take so long. Oh, they ain't coming. You give up on it. But, oh, Jesus told him, I'm coming. Within 3 days, I'll be back. I'll be back. Just go into the upper room and wait there. That's the problem. We don't want to wait until you be endowed with power for all. Because if I don't go away, the comforter won't come. So that's why he went away. And he sent the comforter. Come on. So guess what? In 3 days, the word that he spoke to them, in 3 days, I will rise again. He operated, and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He operated on his own word. In 3 days, he came out. You can come out today. Again, the phone lines are open for you. It's open for you. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Don't let the enemy tell you that God's not going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Don't let the enemy bring fear. Don't let the enemy bring doubt. Don't let the enemy cause you to miss God. Because why? You don't believe what God says. You didn't take him at his word. Hallelujah. You ever heard people say, oh, they ain't got no word. They ain't got no bond. Your word is your bond. Your word is your bond. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Your word is your bond. That's why Jesus fulfilled his own words. In 3 days, I'm going to rise again. He fulfilled what he said, because his word was his bond towards us. Come on. My brother, my sister, you're out there. Believe God. Take him at his word. Brother, sister, that can't be brothers or sisters. Accept him as your personal savior. Because guess what? He will do exactly what he said he would do. He will change you. Just so as he changed, come on, in that grave. Come on. He took those grave clothes off. Come on. Hallelujah. He came out. Come on. He came out. And they didn't know who he was. After all that he had been through, they still didn't recognize him. Again, they beat it till he was unrecognizable. Then they did what they did. Then when he came out, he still didn't recognize who he was. The main thing was his word. He operated on his word, and he fulfilled his word. Glory to God. He cannot lie. He will not lie. It's not in his work, in his DNA to lie. Come on, he can't lie. He won't lie. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to heal you. He's going to heal you. Phone lines are open for you. Phone lines are open for you, my brother, my sister. Phone lines are open for you, my father, mother. It's open for you today. Call in for prayer. Come on. He's able to do exactly what he says he's going to do. He hastens to it. He hastens to his word to perform it for you. Come on. Error code 321-632-1000. God is a man that he shall not lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent, according to what we read right here in Isaiah, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I'm healed. His report says, his report. Because why? He can't lie. He won't lie. Somebody said, well, I've been waiting on God all this time. Ain't nothing happening yet. Guess what? Wait. Just wait. Just wait. And again, you can't doubt God. Call you on the prayer line.
And again, you can't doubt God.
Hello.
Yes, turn your radio down. God bless you.
Hi there, Prophet. This is Jonas. I was calling you to pray for my grandson, Alex. He has a mental. He's 6 years old. And last year, he got hurt by the school here in Palm Bay, Florida. The teacher scratched him up. And the school, we changed the school. The teacher, the place he's at now, broke his arm. So I need you to pray for my... He have autism, my grandson. So I need for you to pray for him. His name Alex.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Alex right now, Father. And we thank you now, God, for the covenant of your blood that covers him, even where he's at right now, Father, and his body as he's going through this, Father. You are able, God. You cannot lie, Father. And we thank you and we take you at your word because healing is the children's bread right now, Father. And we pray over him right now. That he be speedily healed right now, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. All right. God bless you, Sister Eunice. If we believe God, come take him at his word. He cannot lie.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Calling in, touching the green, and believing God. Taking God at his word. Taking God at his word. No matter what is going on in your life, God cannot lie. He will not bring you to a place and leave you. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. He said, I'm a very present help in trouble. In the time of trouble. One translation say in trouble. And one say in the time of trouble. No matter whatever the trouble is, God is there with you. He's able to bring you out. He's able to do what? Take you through it. Come on. Why? Because he cannot lie. He cannot lie. Again, the phone lines are open for you today. It's open for you right now. Hallelujah. Call in. Pick up that phone. And we'll pray with you. And we'll believe God because he cannot lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. Error code 321-632-1000. Listen, I want you, if you have been enjoying this radio broadcast on Mondays and Fridays, and whatever time other pastors come on, if you have been tuning into this radio broadcast, each one, no matter what station, I want you to do me a favor. Send in a pledge to bless this radio station because they're making it possible on Mondays, Fridays for me to come on. Hallelujah. They're making it possible. Send in a prayer. Send in a donation. It's going to be a fundraiser. You say, well, Apostle, how do I do it? What do I do? You can stop by the radio station. You can call the same number I'm giving out. Praise our God. And you can speak to the radio station manager. Amen. Brother Danny Whitey. And he will tell you what to do. Again, that number is, I'm so glad you asked me, what's the number? I'm so glad you about to make the phone. You could call in right now and make a pledge over the phone, and we would take it. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. If this radio station has been a blessing to you, especially bringing me on, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. So it's about time for you to pick up this phone and do what? Put that toaster scooter down and make a pledge. Put that cup of coffee down and make a pledge. Come on. Make a pledge to the radio station. Help us stay on the air. Help them keep me on the air. Come on. Somebody, you can do that. You can do that by calling in right now, too, and say, Apostle, I want to make a pledge to help the radio station, to help you stay on the air. Because if you help making it possible, come on. Give back. Amen. Give back to it. Just don't enjoy the goods and don't give back to it. Jesus gave back to us. He cannot lie. And I'm not going to pump up and say, I'm telling you, you can't go wrong if you make a pledge. You ain't going to lose nothing. You're going to be more blessed. There, help me stay on Mondays. 2 minutes. I got, in college, you still could call in for prayer. But I just want to promote this. They're going to be in a fundraiser starting. It's going to be starting today. Started today. Going all the way. Come on. Going all the way to next week. And you can do this. You can stop by the radio station. You can call in. When I open the line, say, Apostle, I want to be a part of it. What do I need to do? And I'll let you talk to the manager. Hallelujah. And they'll tell you what to do, how to do it, where to send it. Come on. I'm going to look for some of my friends, my supporters. Come on. Some of you on Facebook, on Cypress Audience. Every time you hear that, it's about time for your miracle. They're bringing me on. So stop by. Be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Call us. I want you to still call in. Amen. You can call in for prayer. You can call in. Guess what? Because God cannot lie. He won't lie. Come on. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through. He's able to do what? Turn things around. He's able to do it. Do you believe God? Will you believe God? Can you believe God? Where would you believe God? Now. Come on. Because he is who he say he is. Again, that's right. God can't lie. He won't lie. Come on. Say, well, God ain't never did this. God ain't never did that. He never lied. Never lied. We just celebrated the resurrection on yesterday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He told them, I'm coming back. And he did just what he said he was going to do. That's where I got my little message from today. He cannot lie. He will do exactly what he said. Whose report out of Isaiah? 1 minute I got for the callers. 1 minute I got for the callers. Caller, I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie. If you call in, just 1 minute and call in for prayer, I pray for you, touch and agree with you, and I guarantee you it happened because God cannot lie. He'll do what you want him to do, how you want him to do it, when you want him to do it, where you want to do it, if you come in agreement with what his word. Come on. Again, like I said, we were just celebrating it, the resurrection of it, because he said, I'm going away, and I'm coming back. In other words, just stay tuned. No matter what it looks like, stay in tune with the word of God. No matter what you're going through, just stay in tune with the word of God. Stay in tune with his word, because he's going to operate on his word. He's going to perform his word. He's going to hasten to it, to perform it for you. Glory to God. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt, because God cannot lie. Amen? He's going to do exactly what he said. Again, according to what we just read, Isaiah, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Call to my time is come and gone for you to call in this Monday. Amen. You'll have to catch on Friday. Amen. The following Monday or whenever we come back on. Again, my friends, my supporters, please stop by the radio station. Please call the number, area code 321-632-1000. Amen. You don't have to wait till I be here. You could call in. Make that pledge. Make that pledge. Starting today, make that pledge. Whatever amount, we'll be so grateful. They'll be so grateful. So I'm looking for you to do this. I'm looking for him to tell me. Some people have called in. I sent it in. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm looking for $5, $2, $3, $4, or whatever. Make a pledge. Amen. Starting today, it's a fundraiser. Starting today. Amen. For the radio station to help us stay on this air, to help this radio station to keep bringing us on. I got 2 minutes left. I'm taking these 2 minutes to talk about the radio station. That you, anybody out there on Cypress audience watching, do you enjoy me coming on? Do I enjoy coming on? And I'm quite sure the radio station manager then enjoy bringing me on. But we are not begging. We're not begging you. Can you support or give back for the fundraiser? Start it today. Amen. Like I said, I don't have to be here. You could call in. Again, that number is error code 321-632-1000. And say, I'd like to make a pledge. How do I do it? Where do I send it to? Come on. Can I stop by to bring it? Yes. Hallelujah. It's not like we asking you to stop by and bring us a piece of cake or donuts. That would be appreciated, too. I'm quite sure. But no, please, my friends, make a pledge. Make a pledge. Amen. Make a donation and help the radio station to keep bringing us on, the men and women of God that's on. If you ever listen to Apostle Haywood, come on, 1 minute left. If you ever listen to Apostle Haywood, she comes right out here from this same station. Help us to stay on the air. Help them to keep bringing us on the air. Amen. As we keep bringing a word of encouragement, a deliverance to you. Thank you so much. Thank you for so much. You'll be hearing me doing this, amen, from time to time, like such as today. Starting today, I need you to do what? Call this number, error code 321-632-1000, and say, I'd like to make a pledge. Amen. God bless you. My time is coming gone. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Don't forget, God cannot lie.